of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Emmanuel Abba Great, a ministry that is ordained by God to take the gospel to the end of the earth.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Emmanuel Abba Great once again coming to you on the subject of faith. I trust you slept well. Today, we're going to continue on our subject of faith, and we're going to be looking at the book of Mark chapter 11 from verse 20 actually down to 24. Yesterday we looked at the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 where he say, "We look not at the things we see, for the things we see are temporal, but the things we do not see are permanent." And today we are going to look at the effect of the word that we speak on the fulfillment of what we desire. The words we speak, how important they are. So let me read Mark chapter 11 from verse 20, and it says, "And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him," that's Jesus, "Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedst is withered away." And Jesus answering said unto them, "Have faith in God." Have faith in God. Let me pause here briefly. This incident took place while Jesus was, they were traveling the previous day. And the Bible said that Jesus was hungry. And he saw a fig tree afar off. And he ran to it, expecting to find something on it, to find a fruit on it. But that was not the fault of the fig tree, because it was not the season for figs. And the Bible said, on arriving there, he did not find anything except leaves. And Jesus cursed the fig tree. And he said, "From now on, there shall be known no fruit that you shall bear." And the fig tree was dried by the following day. And when the disciples, especially Peter, asked him, "Is it not the fig tree that you cursed yesterday? How come it has dried up overnight?" And Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, have faith in God." Now, having faith in God is a very deep thing. A whole lot of us have faith in somebody else's prayer. Some of us, we have faith in other people. Some of us, we have faith in anointing oil. Some of us, we have faith in fasting. Some of us have faith in medical doctors. We have faith in the banking system. We have faith in every other thing, but we do not have faith in the word of God. And Jesus drew their attention to the fact that they must have faith in God. Have faith in God. Your faith must be in God and in God alone. He's the only one that has solution. If it is not God, it's nobody. If God has not done it, just know that you can never get it. So he went on to say, from verse 23, he said, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say." 24, and I stop there. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I'm reading from the King James Bible. Now, what is Jesus trying to say here? "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have them." Now, the missing link here is that a whole lot of us are not seeing what we desire. A lot of us are not seeing what we say. And the reason why we are not seeing what we say is what I'm saying today. I'm trying to discuss today because it's on the subject of faith. Now, God made man in the beginning in his own very image. God said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, he said, let us make man in our image and let them, and also in our likeness, and let them have dominion. Now, God already made you and I in his image, like himself, before the fall of Adam. So when Jesus came, he came to restore us back to also the very image of God. So when you give your life to Jesus, you have been restored to the image of God. But this is not automatic. You have to do something. You have to believe in the word. You have to live by the word. You have to begin to walk like God, do as God do. That's why Jesus said that the works I do are the works my Father do. As I see my Father do, so I do. As I hear my Father say, so I say. So we are to walk into the very image of God to begin to see this thing happening. But unfortunately, so many people don't see this thing that way. In fact, the devil has brought some other kind of gospel nowadays. I believe so much in grace. I believe in grace. Grace has brought me to where I am. Grace has made me who I am today. But grace does not say that I must live contrary to the word of God because Jesus has paid the price for me. So what is Jesus saying here? He said, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say to this mountain. Now, it starts by you believing in the word that you speak. Believing in the words that you speak. The Bible says that God does not lie. God does not lie. And I remember one day I asked God, I said, why is it that the Bible says you don't lie? And he said, because I fear nobody. He said, I fear nobody. That means lie comes as a result of fear. And let me tell you, in the spirit, when you lie, you distort. You distort the harmony. And if there's no harmony, don't believe you ever receive anything from God. Why? Because you are not in harmony with the spiritual. And a lot of children of God today, they lie just cheaply. Now, how can you be born again and at the same time be living like a child of the devil? You lie about everything, even the things you're not supposed to lie about. You lie because you don't know the power of the words you speak. Jesus said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Every time you speak a word, something is created. Something is created. And that's why the Bible says we are going to give account of every word that comes from our mouth. The moment you begin to speak the truth, begin to walk in the truth, begin to make sure that your life has no hidden agenda anywhere, nothing you do that is not based on the word of God and truth, you begin to see the supernatural coming to pass because God is truth. So now dissecting this, he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his mouth. I remember some years ago, something happened. In 1999, I was about to have my wedding in the month of March, on the 13th precisely. So my friends just gathered together and they said, okay, let's try to see how to help. And they made a list of all the things we needed. And then they made a statement. They said, no, we need also to have a canopy because it's a very sunny area. And outside of the church, there's no shade that people can stay, you know, because we wanted to finish everything in the same place. So they said, we need to get canopies and all that. And I just said, I didn't even think of it. I said, no, there's no need for canopy. And I told them that a day before my wedding, rain is going to fall. And that very day is going to be as cool as, you know, a beautiful day. The way we would have had it, if even much better than if we have a canopy. And they looked at me. I believe many of them were wondering what I was trying to say. But what happened? on the 12th, which is a day before, we were in the bachelor's eve when it began to rain. The first rain of the year fell that day. Now, I did not say it for display. Faith is not for display. Faith is not for a show of power. Faith is for necessity. The display of power is a necessity, like Samuel told Saul. He said that, do as occasion demand. That's why Jesus did not turn the stone to bread when Satan tempted him. That's why he did not jump off from the cliff. You know, because he knows that his faith is not for display. It's not for display. It's not to show men. It's to do the will of God. And it's actually, faith is actually living the supernatural in the natural life. So, what we say matter. And I want to draw a conclusion here. What we say matter. When you speak, your words are spirit. Your words are life or death. So, we should be very careful what we say. God does not go about creating jokes just to make people laugh. No, don't cheapen the words that come out of your mouth. You are made in God's image. One other day, we were, and I was in 2010, just before the South African Olympic, we went into the mall in Menlyn. And my wife and I, we just decided that, okay, let's look at something in Edgar's. And when we entered into Edgar's was so, the way it was structured was so complex that every road we're trying to get to go out was like a dead end. And I didn't know that on the ceiling, I can get direction. So I just made a statement to her. I said, which kind of a place is this? What if there's a bomb somewhere here? How will people get out? Do you know that was about 3 minutes later, I don't know what happened. Everyone was being evacuated. They say everyone must get out of the mall. Why? Because there's a bomb planted somewhere. I began to wonder. I said, why? They chased everybody out. In fact, it was chaos that day. The words we speak. The words we speak. If you want to see the supernatural in your life, you want to see your prayers answered, you want to see the things that you say come to pass, begin to take the words you speak very serious. They are not just ordinary words. You are made in the image of God. Don't go about talking or lying just because you want to gain anything. No. Live differently. You are a child of God. God does not go around talking anyhow, lying. God is a God that whatever he say is created. So if you want to see whatever you say created from today, begin to take your words serious. So I stop here for today. As we continue tomorrow, because we are building a foundation for faith. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the evidence of things hoped for, the substance of things not seen. So we'll begin to see faith alive in us. God bless you. And I believe that the day is going to be a blessed day for you as you go out. God is going to shine his face upon you. Things are going to fall in pleasant places for you. God bless you. See you again tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this life-impacting message. If you would like to partner with us or want to get more of this message, contact us on +27 840 240 365. Or visit us on www.upgradeworld.org, Upper Great World Ministries Incorporated.